Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the PVD Cast, and I am so excited to be here with you to entertain you because guess what? I finally figured it out. It was a hardware issue. New microphone. Sitting here with the marquee Mikey D.
Hello!
Who's incredibly loud, apparently.
I am. I like it.
I wouldn't suspect anything less.
I'm kind of a thug. So if I want to be loud, I'm going to be loud.
And also, you're the OCW Ohio Heritage Champion, too.
I don't want to brag, but, John.
Yes?
I'm a big deal. People know me.
I've been told that. I've been told that you're kind of a big deal.
I mean, mothers bring their babies up to me and ask if I could sign them. That's talent.
No, wait a minute.
That is talent.
When did that happen?
It happened. It happened, okay?
Okay.
Plain and simple.
It didn't happen on a show I was on with
you. Know
you.
What? There you go again. You're always naysaying me.
No, I'm not naysaying you. I haven't worked...
To your fans out there, no. You always say it. Yeah, you come across as a nice guy, but there has been 4 nights where I have cried because of you.
All right.
But real quick, I'm going to hit you with a fact.
What's that?
I didn't know if you knew this or not, but... this place where we're at right now, Westerville.
Westerville, that's right. We're at Casabella, Orlando.
I didn't know if you knew this, John. In 2003, Sports Illustrated named Westerville Sports Town, Ohio.
What?
Exactly.
I did not know that.
Now, it has changed. Because
sure.
I have driven around Westerville, and there is nothing in this place.
What do you mean?
What sports stuff is in Westerville, Ohio? How did it get that name?
I don't know. You just hit me with that. I did not know. I'm surprised by that, Mikey. I don't know.
Well, it mind boggles me to the fullest.
I know Lance Moore is from Westerville.
Who's that?
He plays for the Saints. He's a wide receiver.
Okay.
I think he's number 16 or something. Okay.
Right on.
Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen... As you can tell, this edition of the PVD Cast is going to be certainly lively. I thank you all for listening. Want to get to one little bit of house cleaning.
Wait, just hold on. Real quick.
Uh-huh. Is this another random fact?
Yeah, you got my email the last time you did this.
Correct,
and
yes.
I could tell that it changed people's lives when I did it. So, you know, again, and I know that you're probably not going to agree with any of these and think that I'm making it all up and...
No, I didn't. No, first of all, I did not say that. I just said that
Adam Michaels has told me many stories of you, sir. So don't get it twisted. But real quick, birth control works on gorillas.
Okay, so for those of you tuning in, hoping to hear wrestling, comic books, movies, or hockey, you're also going to get a little science.
And you know what? I'm really pissed off too. Did you hear about the Olympics?
Yeah,
they banned wrestling.
I know.
Fucking badminton.
Well, I'm aware. I know. I'm right.
I mean, wasn't that the original Olympic sport?
I believe it was, yes. And running. Lots of running.
I don't get it. All right.
House cleaning. May I go ahead? House cleaning real quick. Only one item. Indeed, I was correct on the last edition of the PVD Cast, where yours truly gave some opinions on some of the people that I've worked with throughout the years in professional wrestling. One of the names that was on the list for Mr. Billy Jackson was indeed Vic Montana. Short and sweet and to the point. I don't know. Vic was kind of a... he was a dude that believed his own hype a little bit. And I think that's where he rubbed people the wrong way, including yours truly sometimes. So just wanted to get that out of the way so I can fulfill my obligation to Mr. Jackson. And so now we're back, Mikey. You know what this reminds me of?
Hmm. What did you say to Vic Montana?
What did I say to him? I didn't say anything to him.
Oh, okay.
He was on the list.
Oh.
The list from last week?
Last PVD cast,
remember the big long list?
Yeah.
Were you mad you're not on that list?
Kinda.
Well, you came after Billy Jackson, you know that.
Well, even before wrestling, people knew who the hell I was. In my mind. Shut up. If you pour liquor onto a scorpion, it stings itself and goes nuts.
What? What? Huh? Are you sure about that?
Do you want me to go and grab a goddamn scorpion, and I will pour liquor on it, and we can see? Alright, okay.
Okay, well, anyways, I forget what I was... Oh, I know what I was going to say. You know what this reminds me of? Do you remember when it was Johnny and Mikey in the Morning on WOCW Radio?
I do. That was amazing.
That was amazing. Quick story.
It touched lives.
It did, and aggravated promoters.
Yeah.
We had a show in Coshocton, OCW. I think it was Fan Appreciation Day is when this started. And so we were out there, what, like 2 o'clock in the afternoon or something? We were out there super, super duper early, right?
Yes.
Yeah, super duper early. So we're there. We set everything up. Fans are out and about of the Hopewell School out in the parking lot. We're meeting and greeting. There was a dunk tank. There was, like, hot dogs for sale. I think there was lots of things going on.
I actually got dunked.
I know you did. I know. You're a brave man. I wasn't getting in that.
You were pissed off because didn't I ride with you up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were all mad at me because you said, oh, you're going to have all wet clothes and all that.
No, I never said that.
Typical you yelling and hurting my feelings.
No, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah,
first of all, that's a lie, first of all, because you carry 7 different changes of outfits. I've seen your gear bag.
Okay, like I said, I'm a thug. If I want to carry 7 different outfits, I'm going to carry... Hell, next show I might carry 11. You never know with that.
That's true. But anywho, as I was saying,
uh-huh.
To entertain the fans here...
But my gear is shitty, so just...
Yeah, who said that?
Me.
Oh, I've never said that. Anywho, well, hey, at least you have gear.
Yeah.
Because, they're, you know, let's be honest, you've been on some shows where there's some guys that...
Yep.
Hey, look at my blue jeans and tennis shoes. Anyways,
I digress. Well, that's what I wear in war wrestling. Anyway, keep on going. About Mike and whatever, John in the Morning. This is an awesome podcast, by the way. Real quick, John, and,
yes.
When you make out with somebody and you use your tongue, what do you call that?
Making out.
No, what?
French kissing?
French kiss, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think they call that in France?
A typical goodbye?
No, Jesus, it's an English kiss.
No, really?
Swear to God, it's written down in my notepad. That's what they call it.
I'm just learning lots today.
Well, I mean, you should, like I said.
No, I am, but I want to finish the story because people waiting on the edge of their seats to hear about Johnny and Mikey in the Morning.
Right.
So we're at the show. Okay, we get there. It's 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Fans are hobnobbing. You were in the dunk tank. Lots of people were in the dunk tank. I did not get in the dunk tank. And so we go in and everything's set up for the show that's going to happen later on, like in the evening. And we were so bored, remember some guys were hanging out at ringside, that we were playing the music. And while we were playing the music, we just pretended like we had our own radio show. And that was fun.
It was awesome. It was a lot like this. Yeah,
it was.
It's actually bringing back memories.
It is.
I might cry, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was fun. We, let's see.
I think Jeff Cannon was a little perturbed, though.
He was.
He was a little mad.
Not happening because Jeff Cannon on show day is very... You know, I do love Jeff, but, I mean, you know how he is.
He's a little amped up.
Yes, he's
nervous,
he's amped,
anxious.
He's ready to go.
Yeah.
And what does it for him, the ring could be broken, John, and everybody listening. Like, the ring could legit have a hole right in the middle. He would not care about that one bit. His main, it seems what just drives him nuts, is if there's one problem with the music, then... He's done. He's ready to crack some heads.
Yes, I know.
There could be a dead body in the ring. And but his main concern, if somebody was to come up and say, Jeff, the ring ropes aren't working, there's a dead person in the ring, I guarantee you he would say, I don't give a shit, where the hell does this wire go for this goddamn stereo equipment?
I know. I finally got good at hooking it up.
You did.
It took me for a while, but
you did.
Then speaking of the music, though, I you know, again, we love you, Jeff, but he hated all that intermission music that I put on that laptop.
I did too.
What?
You didn't. The only you had Blackstreet, No Diggity.
I did.
That was actually...
You didn't like the Benny Benassi stuff I put on
there? Well, yeah, that was actually pretty good, too. Okay. Yeah, you did. I'll take it back.
Because I gotta say, the intermission music, the intermission folder, ladies and gentlemen, was atrocious. It was like Steppenwolf, Motley Crue, Def Leppard, like really bad mid-80s rock. And I got tired of it, so I started loading random crazy, you know, indie rock, techno, dubstep, crazy stuff on there. And every time I would play something in the back, how many times did you hear, John, what the hell is this playing? Turn that shit off! Yeah. You know, I'd get it all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
One of my only gripes.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't too happy about that. I think it was just the fact that because, like, you would talk, and then I would do my somewhat white, Barry White voice.
Yes.
And that right there was really what picked him off and just kind of just...
Oh, when we were doing our morning show?
Yeah. I think so, because you would talk, all right, and then I would get up and I would be like this close saying, hello, hey, baby, is everybody having a good day today? And it just, it just was not good. Like,
he didn't appreciate that.
No. But I love Jeff, so...
Oh, yeah, mad
Real
props.
Quick, I think I already told you this, but Duck's quack does not echo, and nobody knows why. I even wrote that.
I know some science teachers that might be able to figure that out, maybe.
Well, my fact says that nobody knows why. So...
Even science teachers wouldn't know why?
No, because nobody knows why.
So. Okay. Alright, I gotcha. So, let's talk a little bit about you.
Alright. What do you want to know?
What I want to know? Well, I'm sure some fans are listening and may not know who the Marquee Mikey D actually is.
Huh. Yeah.
So how long have you been in this crazy game we call wrestling?
This crazy game, now that I think about it, it's kind of sad. 4 years? Four to 5 years.
You're
now?
You're kidding me. No way.
I started when I was 19, and I'm 24.
Holy crap, it is five, yeah.
Oh, shit, I had a count on my hand, all right?
That's all right.
There's no calculator here, so I can't
there's
minus
one.
Subtract it.
There's one right here.
All right, whatever.
And it's all jacked up, because this is a former calculator I used to have in my room, my classroom. Some idiot kid, I'm sorry, he was an idiot, wrote all over it. I'm like, it wasn't yours, it was mine.
Does that thing work?
Yeah, it works. It's a scientific calculator.
Have you ever done, like, make boobs?
Yes, but that's a scientific calculator. See?
Boob?
Yeah. Huh?
But it was about 4.5, I'm going to say 4 years, I don't want to say 5 years, but about 4 years ago I got involved with it. I was, I think my senior year in high school, I kind of, you know, I had other sports stuff lined up, but me in school, we just never really saw eye to eye. And,
What was your GPA?
It was all right. I mean, I wasn't dumb or anything, but I had...
A BC student?
AB? I would say C plus, B minus type.
Okay.
I was never in those type of classes. And everybody here knows what those type of classes are. The kids that they go to lunch kind of 10 minutes later than everybody, and people are there walking with them. And, like, I was never in that type of class.
Okay.
So, And I don't know, that was just how it was in my school. But anyway, I had some sports stuff. I had some football. I was going to go to school for football. But again, and as I look back on it, I really do regret it. But yet, you know, because when I was taking one of my SATs, John, the only thing that I was worried about was what am I going to get at McDonald's when I'm done?
That's the same thought that went through my mind when I was taking the SATs. I kid you not.
But like, it got to the point, like, the last maybe 30 questions, I was like, I need sausage burritos. Like, I need them. A, B, C, D, okay, straight line. Like, it went, like, that bad.
Oh, I'm with
you. So, yeah, same so thing. It was, you know, so, but, hey, you know.
Would you like to know, honest truth? I took my SATs. My cousin, she went to another high school, but they didn't offer them at the same time, so she came to my high school. And we both took them together. And, well, afterwards we went to go grab a bite to eat. I was like, let's go grab a bite to eat. a dude that I was hanging out, he was a friend, but then we parted ways because he turned into like a major pothead. And mm-hmm. so I was like, look, you can smoke pot, but man, when you're smoking pot every day, 24/7, 365, you have a problem, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so he and I drifted, but his name was Brian. Brian gave me all the biz, like, he thought that, like, literally, he was like, that girl was hot you were with. I was like, well, yeah, that's my cousin.
Yeah.
Did you bang her? No, moron, it was my cousin. I didn't bang her because we're related, you moron.
I get that a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, keep going.
Anyways, he wouldn't let that go for like 2 weeks. He kept on me. John, did you back? No, I did not. Of course, I mean, he was probably high all the time, so that's probably why that kept looping through his head. But, anywho. So 5 years. I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you remember the first time we met? Because I do. But I have a great memory.
I have a memory like an elephant. That is true. And I'm going to say this, too, about John Orlando. And real quick, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, and he's not paying me to say it, which is what he usually does. He doesn't have, like, a gun pointing at me or a knife to my throat. Because usually that's how John is. If John's having a bad day, he will find you and say, I need a pick-me-up. Do it now. Here's $20. And I just say, your hair looks good. He wipes up the tears and drives away.
Speaking of my hair, we'll talk about that. I'm doing something new with the hair. No, I'm doing something new.
You going to dye it?
No. I tried that one time. It was a disaster.
I dyed my hair red one time.
One time?
Yeah. It was actually, it was funny.
I just now submarined my own compliment that was coming from your mouth. You know that, right?
No. I don't know what that means. So.
I just cut you off.
Yeah, well, it's fine. I mean, it's your show. You do what you want. But real quick, though, did you know that rabbits and guinea pigs don't sweat? But anyway, like, what the hell was I even talking about?
You were trying to give me a compliment.
Yes. But talking about his memory, John Orlando, and I mean this, you know, again, like, I know that you do your teaching job and all that, which is awesome, amazing. If there's any upcoming, you know, want to get into wrestling, want to do something, here's the deal. And again, this is my perspective. This is how I feel about it. This is coming from me, nobody else. But let's just say if you get out of high school and you are debating whether or not should I be a pro wrestler or should I go to school. Go to school, all right? Trust me, when you get out of high school, you're young. And if you really want to be a pro wrestler, that's fine. You know, by the time you're done with college, what do you have to sacrifice? 2 years the most? Maybe there's some schools, I mean, if you do it online, you probably could just do it a year and at least get something out of it.
Well, yeah, some sort of or just associate technical degree
or you know, or just right. something, but sacrifice, get about a year of something in to where when wrestling's done with, you're going to be okay. And that's kind of the reality that I've somewhat has been facing the past, you know, 2 years or something, and that's what I'm in the process of doing, you know. So that's just my only advice to if there's anybody that's thinking about getting into it, is just know that, you know, I use my dad as an example because my dad has always loved me and supported me
mm-hmm.
through wrestling. But my dad's a reality type of guy. You know, he's the type of guy that, you know, I'll tell him, all right, God, I'm so tired. I had to wrestle Friday up in Canton or, you know, drive back home, then wrestle in Pennsylvania on a Saturday, and then Sunday I'm coming home and I'm tired, and, you know, and I just look at my dad and I'm like, oh, God, I'm so damn tired. And the first thing he says, he's like, well, how much gas money did you spend, and how much did you get paid? Because starting out, I hate to break it to you, especially unless if you're the shit, you're going to have to sacrifice a lot of stuff if you want to get into wrestling. And I love it. It's what I want to do. You know, I'm happy with what I'm doing now. But just know that when you get into this, you're going to have to sacrifice some stuff. So if it doesn't work out for you, Let's just say if you tried doing this and you're 5 years in and you haven't gotten to school, you haven't really got a serious job, when it's time for you to go out, or I say, you know, snap back into reality, that's where things kind of come into play to where it's kind of hard for you. So
yeah, and I totally agree. And
but
I,
that's the only serious thing I'm going to say. Other than that, I was going to say,
wow, this has been a really silly podcast. Over just about five minutes ago.
I mean, it's done with now. But anyway, back to your damn compliment. John Orlando memorizes, and it really is truly a gift, is if you ever go to a show with John, or if you ever, you know, see John, he... all he has to do is, you know, he goes backstage. If you wrestled for the first time and he doesn't know you, all you have to do is tell him one time your weight, where you're from, and what else do you say?
Moniker. Like if you have a nickname. Okay. Or something. That's it. Yeah.
And that's it. And then you're good.
Seriously, it's thank you for that compliment. It's what I do. Like, seriously, if I write it down and I see it, I remember it. It's just weird. Like, I'm serious. Yeah. And I know you're going to make fun because I have a couple notes over here. But, I mean, I'll remember. Trust me, I won't even look at this.
I didn't even realize that until just now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that is weird.
So, but, that's just always how I've been. And it is a gift. I don't know how. But, yeah, I appreciate that.
You're somewhat good-looking, too.
Well, thank you.
Why? I mean, again, and it just drives me nuts. And it's what goes back to kind of what I was saying. Because I wasn't going to say, you know... There's certain guys, like, in this business where it drives me nuts that I don't know why they're not on TV. Yeah. I'm sure we're going to talk about him. Like, you know, Matt Mason's one of them.
Sure, right.
I don't know why that guy is not on TV. And, I mean, again, I know we're probably going to be bringing up funny stuff later. But since we're having a couple minutes to be serious, you know, and there's a couple other guys that I feel. And, you know, obviously John Orlando is right up there with him because, you know, he's a good-looking guy. And he has that gift where he can memorize everything. But again, you know, you enjoy teaching.
Yeah.
You enjoy doing all that. So that's where a lot of guys that get into the business, you know, if somebody comes up to me, a trainee or something, if they tell me they don't know what to do, that's where I tell them that, well, you can either, if you're going to go all out, if you want to become famous in doing this, then... you're going to have to sacrifice a whole bunch of stuff, and you better make it.
Yeah, because, I mean, and you know as well as I do, there's many people we could list and say who it's been a freak accident, an injury, something that has cut that career short, and I totally agree. You have to have something to fall back on, and I think that's the same thing. You know, you mentioned about the shoot job. It's the same thing that I tell a lot of my students. I truly believe you can do anything you put your mind to. But you have to not put all of your eggs in one basket either, you know? Because, I mean, I know I got lots of students that think they're going to the NFL, man. And that's great. I hope that they strive for that. But the reality is, you know, whether it's the NFL or the WWE or wherever, you know, the odds are pretty much stacked against you. You gotta really work hard and get some breaks.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And real quick, did you know that a crocodile cannot stick its tongue out?
Well, that probably doesn't surprise me.
Alligator can, though.
What?
Bam.
Well,
bam.
Oh.
Hit you with that.
Wow.
You did not know that.
No. But anyways, back to, do you remember the first time we met?
Damn. I talked for a very long time. Oh, God, but you have a really good memory, so that's why. I was trying to avoid you even bringing that up again, but I forgot that you have a good memory. Was it the Hopewell? No. It was, I met you before... before I even got into OCW, right?
No, I don't think so. Here's what I'm saying. I think it was a Rittman show when you took on Dustin
Rittman.
Dillinger.
It was Rittman, yeah.
Yeah, it was Rittman.
That's what I meant. I didn't mean Hopo. Yeah, Rittman. And I had...
I think you were in the second half of the show.
Uh-huh.
You taking on Dusty Dillinger.
Mm-hmm.
Because Dusty is the man who trained you.
I love him as well.
Yeah,
I love him.
Great man. Great dude. He's the one that trained you, and I forget, I think if I remember correctly, Dusty was supposed to wrestle somebody else, and they no-showed, or they canceled.
No, it was me. I was supposed to wrestle, I forget.
That's
but
right!
I was supposed to wrestle somebody.
And they
so
canceled.
So that's the only reason why, because I was going to just head up with Matt.
Yeah.
And then that's when, you know, Matt just told Jeff, said, well, just throw him in there, you know, call Dusty, have him bring him, and...
You know. That's right, because you were supposed to wrestle, and I don't remember who that was, wrestle, but they called that day and were like, can't make it or whatnot.
Yeah, I remember, because that was when Adam Michaels was with Tank, Sherman Tank, and they were doing, which, by the way, Sherman Tank, he, if anybody has voted, he's doing the TNA gut check thing. And I don't know if it's still going on. Or
I think it is. As I mentioned last week, you can go to, I believe it's at ShermanTank67 on Twitter.
Yes, go
have
and
all that information
go
there
and
for
vote.
You.
Go and vote for him. I voted for him for a lot of times. Except I have to pay for a t-shirt, though. Which, that's kind of my beef with Tank.
What do you mean?
He's getting t-shirts made.
Uh-huh.
And people, and again, I could be wrong, but I think he's getting t-shirts made that people voted. Like, if you voted for him, you could get him. But we got to pay. Come on, Tank.
Wait a minute.
Come on, Tank.
What's the shirt say? Did they say, I voted for Tank?
I would buy that shirt, actually. That actually sounds awesome.
Okay.
If it has his beautiful face on it, then yes, I would spend $55 on that shirt. I would.
$55?
Yes. But since we're talking about wrestling, I'm going to give you a little wrestling fact. Honestly, really, like... Before I came over here, I had all these facts written down, but again, like, I really don't like kissing ass or sounding, I don't even like to say the M word, the M-A-R-K, you know, so I figured if I was to come up here and say facts about wrestling, that's kind of how I would sound like, and I'm just not that guy, so
okay.
I try to, but anyway, I don't know if I've told you all this, but, J.J. Dillon?
Yes.
Manager for the...
Four Horsemen. I don't know why I just did the symbol with my... Nobody can see me.
Well, I was going to.
Yeah, I don't know why we did that.
So I guess we should do this, but...
2 + 2 = 4?
There you go. But J.J. Dillon, before he got into wrestling, he actually was an English teacher, so...
Well, he was very well-spoken, very articulate man, so I'm not too surprised by that fact.
But yeah, but...
Here's a fact that many people don't know about Mikey D. His favorite wrestler growing up, Pat Tanaka.
Yeah. Touche. Good memory, sir.
Seriously, who were your favorite wrestlers growing up as a kid?
My favorite wrestler... See, it's funny because, John...
Yeah?
My mom was real big into wrestling back
really?
In the day. In fact, my dad, I guess, maybe... 5 days after my mom had me, which, by the way, and this may sound kind of weird, but just real quick story, when my mom's giving birth to me, maybe it kind of sums up me, but did you know that, well, you obviously didn't know, but when my mom, she's about ready to give birth to me, and one of the thing that the doctor said that usually helps people and helps women that when they're giving birth is they... put music on.
Right,
and
sure.
It kind of helps them,
right.
You know, and they kind of zone everything
mm-hmm,
out and
mm-hmm.
just focus on all the pain. Do you want to know what she listened to when I was popping out?
Barry Manilow.
No.
AC/DC.
One more guess.
Liberace.
I Want Your Sex.
By George Michael. Back when he was all about the pussy, by the way.
Before
you knew he was gay is... Could be.
That was the song
really
that my mom listened to when I popped out of there.
That does explain
and
a
she
lot.
Yeah, and she will tell you that. So
alright.
So again, but yeah, she was always, but again, like five days after that, my dad took her and my older brother Tommy to at the time was WWF show.
Yeah.
And, actually, I guess there was some type of riot that happened later on, and some guy got punched, and actually, it pissed my dad off because my dad was trying to drink his beer. Because, again, my dad, I love my dad to death, but, you know, like I said, he's a...
He was just there,
you know, yeah, my wife, she's there wearing a Bret Hart shirt, and... My dumbass son, he's just kind of...
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, so... I guess there was like a little fight that happened out. My dad got pushed into... I guess all the beer went over my dad. My dad just clocked the dude. Out cold. Grabs my older brother, and my mom says, "See ya, we're leaving." Left. But anyway, so my mom, and I don't remember this, but my mom said that when I was little, when I had the diaper on, she said that I would walk around, because at that show, they got me a foam 2x4.
Oh, Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
So nice. She said when I first started to walk, she said I would watch him on TV, and, you know, that's all I would do is, ho, and, now meeting him, it's kind of a different...
I was going to say, you've worked some shows with him.
And that's the thing, too, is, like, when you meet these guys, you realize just how different they really are.
I know. I mean, I'm totally with you. In fact, I'll share, because I hinted at it a few podcasts ago. Hacksaw Jim Duggan damn near killed me one night in the ring. Okay, those that don't know, we were working a show in Strasbourg. I think it was like 2006, maybe, 5. So Strasbourg's way out by New Philadelphia, Ohio. I roll out there with Adam Michaels, and I think the new hotness, Todd Richards, too. I think he was with us. So we go out there, and Hacksaw's on the show. Place was a nice little small auction center, air-conditioned. That was the only nice part about Strasbourg. Because it's a hell of a trick. I mean, to go from Columbus clear out there is like 3 hours. So we're there. We're bringing a guy in named Mr. 8x10 Michael Cruz. He's from, I think, the Wheeling area back that way, and he's going to work Hacksaw. And he was a nice guy, but his whole gimmick was he was the very beautiful, vain heel, and he had this gigantic frame picture of himself, right? So we're trying to figure out a way to get him into the show because we just didn't want to start the match for some odd reason. So Jeff was trying to come up with some ideas, and I'm like, hey, what if we do this? What if I say that we're going to go to intermission, Michael Cruz music hits, he comes out, how dare you not respect me, blah, 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 and, well, you're not supposed to be on the show. He backs me in the corner, he grabs me by the tie, he rears back to hit me, and then Hacksaw comes out, makes a save, sets up the match. Jeff liked it, he's like, I'll go talk to Hacksaw. Hacksaw was all about it, Cruz was all about it. Alright, so it's time, here it goes, right before intermission, I go out, we're going to intermission. Boom, here comes Cruz, blah, 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 backs me to the corner, right on cue, here comes Hacksaw. He comes out. First of all, Cruz takes a powder, leaves the pitcher in the ring. Hacksaw throws the 2x4 towards the ring. It bounces, he gets in there. He says, hey, buddy, grab that pitcher! And I'm like, what? Okay. So I pick it up. And as I'm holding it, like, it's happening instantaneous, fans. I have no idea. Like, I cannot change it. Like, I know what's going to happen, and I just can't do anything. He pulls back that 2x4 and just swings. And I go, oh, shit. Hits that pitcher so hard. Busts the frame. Glass goes everywhere because it was a glass frame. It wasn't plexiglass. Glass showers the first, like, 2 or 3 rows. He stands there, like, dumbfounded. I'm completely, like, I can't believe I didn't get cut, to be honest with you, because I was like, he's going to kill me with this thing. And so we apologize to the fans and everything. We go in the back, and the only thing he can say, and I don't know, I mean, he's like, hey, who brings glass to the ring? I was like, well, if you thought it was glass, like, I was just perplexed by it. Like, why, if you weren't sure, why would you even, you know, why would you do that spot? That's my Hacksaw Jim Duggan story.
Yeah, that kind of sums it all up for me. Yeah. And basically, when you meet, I would say, all the originals for the first time, just you're ready for a new story, a new funny story, and you're ready for an experience.
But
you know, like I would say when I really kind of, you know, because my age and all that, I was definitely into when WCW was at the top.
Sure.
Yeah. I loved the guys. My favorite dude, La Parka's up there.
Oh yeah,
I love, yeah, because I love awesome, that yeah. dance. Man, did I love that dance? Which is kind of my little shimmy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of how it started.
Really? Because I did not know that.
I imitated him. But while I did, I brought my shoulders into it.
Nice.
And I was drunk. And
when you first started doing it?
Well, no, not when I was wrestling. I wasn't drunk. But when I no. when I first started,
that's what I meant.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When I first when I was that was kind of you know when I would do the La Parca dance because for some reason the women love that. And I
well, the next time I go to the club, I'm doing the La Parca dance.
It works.
Does it?
It works. It works.
I bet it doesn't work.
So if eventually,
I bet it doesn't work if you're dressed like La Parca, though. They'd go, "Who is this crazy fucker dressed in a skeleton outfit?"
Well, it works for me. So I mean, it works for me. But funny. The very first time I ever hit that, you call it the shimmy. I don't even know what the hell it is. Sometimes it's a fist drop. Other times it's an elbow drop.
Whatever.
I just call it the shimmy. So, because you don't know what the hell you're going to get.
No, you don't.
Hell, I might throw a body splash in there at times. You never know.
No.
The move is the shimmy.
Right.
Everything else. That's
the gimmick.
Yeah. So, I was actually up in Cleveland. I forget what the promotion was, but I had a... I forget his name, but he was down in the middle of the ring, and I ran off the ropes, and... It all happened all up in the moment, because when you're in the ring, you know, if you do, you know, things just kind of come to you, and you're like, I'm going to do that. So, it turned into, I went off the ropes, and I was like, I probably should do kind of something funny, because, you know, I was the bad guy. So, turned in, I tried to do the La Parca dance, but again, I'm walking, so the only thing that was moving were my shoulders. And I was like, hey. I'll take it.
There
so actually, La Parca, when I'm watching him, that's kind of where I came up with the whole shimmy thing.
See, as a kid, I liked Mila Mascarez.
Yes.
Because, the masked gimmick.
Yeah, I was real big, and kind of, especially when I watched WCW, like the mask and all that, those guys were, you know, Rey Mysterio, Psicosis, Super Kalo.
I remember Super Kalo.
And then Blitzkrieg. I liked him.
Yeah, But
yeah, but I mean, obviously, you know, the Savage, kind of what every independent wrestler would say what their favorite wrestler is, kind of the main guys, because...
Savage.
Yeah, I mean, those type Steamboat. Of guys. Yeah, I mean, I did like Tugboat.
Really?
Yeah, why? I liked him.
You like Tugboat? Now, what when he turned into Typhoon, did you like him then or
no? No, I hated him then.
Oh.
I like Tugboat because my uncle, he would just watch wrestling and make fun of it.
Oh, well, he's one of those guys.
Huh? Yeah, so, like, because, again, my dad's side of the family, they're realists.
Right, no,
I live in the real world. They just, they, you know. Mm-hmm. So when they saw something that either was real funny, then that's what they love. You know, it's kind of like, you know, like when you got a guy that watches a football game, first time ever watching it, and let's just say that team ends up winning, and it's against your team.
Yeah.
Because the guy that, I think, Savage was faced Tugboat in some match. And I was there, and I was kind of, you know, I was going all out for Savage. And here comes my uncle and just saying, you know, who is that Savage? You know, that girl on the ring, she's hot. But, you know, outside of the ring, Elizabeth, you know, she's hot. But, but who the hell is that guy? And then, you know, so of course he started liking Tugboat, so I kind of liked it because...
Well, and Tugboat had one hell of a mullet, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, you gotta give props to the mullet.
But yeah, so, I mean, again, it was just kind of those guys and just kind of an average type of, I would say, kind of what got me into it.
So you were trained in Lima.
Trained in Lima by...
Lived in Columbus, so you commuted up all the time.
I did. Monday, I would go up to Lima... Monday through Thursday, and I would stay in, I wouldn't even call it a gym, John. I would call it it looked like a crack house. And that's being nice. But, you know, and people kind of say, like, you know, do you ever regret going there? No, because Dusty taught me a lot. I slept in this little futon thing, and, which was Pat Tanaka's, and I slept in that, but I didn't know that at the time, but that's where I slept, and I know if any wrestlers out there, they probably just, next time they see me, they're probably going to spray me with, like, disinfectant.
Because it was Pat Tanaka's
I can only imagine, I just don't want to think about it, but that just reminds me, too, I didn't know if you knew this, but did you know that 90% of dust particles in the house is dead skin?
I actually did know that, actually. Okay. All right. But, all right. So there's, fuck you. There's all right. a lot of Pat Tanaka laying around that.
There was. There was. Training facility. But again, like, but what I really loved about it was they had this one room. Dusty Dillinger had maybe over 500 VHS tapes of nothing but wrestling. So
I was going to ask, how'd you kill the time during
so
the day?
So that's all I would do. I would just watch that. And these were matches from war, really old shows.
Really?
Which were really good. But, you know, they were also, like, old WWF ones. Al Snow had, like, his little private collection of where, like, it had, like, all of his matches from...
Oh,
Smoky
yeah.
Smoky Mountains.
Right.
To, like, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
So I would say that actually helped me out a lot because... You know, the way that Dusty trained was old school.
Mm-hmm.
So I would watch those, and when I would get in the ring, I basically, you know, we basically would just do basically whatever we would, what I saw. So, so yeah, so that's kind of how it went. And again, I love Dusty to death, and I definitely learned and still am learning a lot from him. And he's kind of a one guy, he's another guy, kind of like, you know, you and Matt that. You know, even when I would see him work earlier on, you know, I would just say, like, you know, what's his deal? How come he's not on TV? You know, like, he was just one of those guys because I really do feel that he's one of those guys that he makes people better. So
and, yeah. And agreed. I agreed with that. I think Dusty Dillinger certainly has made a name for himself as being a consummate professional inside the ring. Yeah, most definitely. What was your first match? Was it up in Lima?
My first match was up in Lima. It was in. I actually remember the number because before my match, Big Tom told me. He said he was like, "I don't want to get you kind of anxious or anything, but we got it. 715 people out there. Let's do it, baby." I love Big Tom too, but it was awesome because it actually kind of got me fired up.
Okay,
like, let's do this, baby. And I just lost. I was like, I got
who'd
you.
Who'd you work?
I worked Mr. Main Event, Mr. Old School, and shit.
Was what? It a tag match?
No, it was a triple. It was me and two other guys, and Mr. Oh my God! I cannot believe I forgot his name. Anyway, but it was Mr. Main Event, Mr. Old School, and this guy. He did like kind of an like old school wrestling gimmick, but he was like kind of young, and he kind of talked like kind of like a Russian or everything. It's driving me nuts that I don't remember his name. But yeah, that was my first match, and that was where it actually went pretty good. So that was kind of where the first, I would say, high on adrenaline rush. So, and ever since then, I was like, oh, I got to get that feeling again. So,
worst injury you've had?
Worst injury I had, besides you breaking my heart. oh, man. I would say...
Because you've been pretty lucky. You haven't had any injuries that I know of. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I really haven't. Just,
the minor stuff.
Yeah, I mean, just I've dislocated. I really haven't. I think I've dislocated both my knees in the same match. Not the same match, but I dislocated one and it completely popped out of place. And then another one that it kind of ruptured it because I'm not going to name the promotion because he doesn't run anymore. But, yeah, so it was. I would say that was it.
Now that I think about it,
yeah, I really haven't had that many. So
career highlights so
but
far.
But again, I am a Roman statue, so
yes.
It's kind of hard to break this body.
Right, correct.
There are not too many people like me.
Question again. I'll repeat. What's been your highlight so far?
Oh, my highlight so far.
Yeah.
Ring-wise or...
Yes, in the ring.
Okay, in the ring.
I mean, if you want to give a personal highlight, too, I don't care.
Well, every day, usually it's the other way around. People come up to me and say, just knowing you
it
has been the highlight of my day.
Well, And as they should. Is that before or after you sign their baby?
It's not a game, I'll say that. It's not a game. That doesn't make sense, but it's not a game. Can the microphone hear me
if yeah, I'm no, like look. This? No, you're fine. See the monitor up there?
Okay.
All right. Coming in, all right.
All right. But I would say, well, when I worked the personal highlight, obviously kind of, well, recently when I won the war wrestling respect champion, that was kind of...
I really forgot about that. Well, I apologize. You are that reigning champion, too. Yeah, I am so sorry. I know,
new
seriously.
New champion, the first. I'm proud of it. Kind of the highlight of me, I would say, and again, this is just kind of, when I first started out, like, I wouldn't say like you, I felt like I made it, but when I got a call from a promoter up in Michigan to ask if I wanted to come wrestle for him.
Oh, okay.
And this is when I was like, maybe a couple months, 2 to 3 months in.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
So, you know, so of course, when you're in there, you're like, you're all happy right. about everything. Yeah. And so I would say that kind of was up there. That's just kind of for me. That was just kind of the first, I would say, like, oh.
Yeah. No, I got
good.
You.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Every time when I work with Matt Mason, that's kind of up there. Like, it kind of always is rememberable. Same with Jeremy Madrox. Anytime I can get in there with Juice, Joey, Jimmy.
Of course, Jimmy Shane.
Goddamn Jimmy Shane.
And Joey Vengeance. Those
yeah.
two.
So yeah. I would say those kind of guys. I still would love to get in, like, have a match with Dusty. I would say that. Dave Chris from Irish Airborne.
Okay.
Worked a match with him. That was up there. So I would say, you know, I don't really have a thing where I'm like, I'm so happy. But I would say every time when I'm with them, you know, I know that something good is going to happen. Wow. So,
What's your future goal in wrestling?
My future goal is... See, that's a tough one, because if you were to tell me that 2 years ago, I would say I'm going to, you know, obviously that's kind of where...
There's that battle, that realist and the dream.
Yeah, because,
yeah, I gotcha.
I
gotcha.
I would say my future goal, and that's kind of where I am now, is just, you know, do I want to be doing this forever? You know, don't get it twisted. It's not a game. If somebody said, hey... You know, I would gladly say, yes, this is my job. I would do that in a heartbeat.
I've always looked at it this way, is that when it consistently no longer is fun,
yes,
that's when you need to hang it up.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, there's been some shows that I've gone and worked and gone, oh, God, I cannot wait for the show to be over. But if it consistently, time in and time out for you, is that way, I think that's when you need to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Say au revoir.
So that's what I would say with it.
Sure.
Is something like that, like, you know, my future goals is, you know, it's tough too, because believe it or not, I am a coach. So
I understand that.
So coaching in pro wrestling is actually a lot of like, because you have a lot of, you know, there are times where if you have to go motivate a kid, you got to go into, you know, you kind of got to go back mind state of hitting your head right before you walk out of the curtain and getting amped up. So that's difficult for me. So I would say what my goal is for wrestling, I say if I can keep doing it and keep respecting it, that's kind of my main goal. And that's kind of something that I've always think I've been real good at doing is, you know, I respect the fact that, let's just say, if I might not want to see how far I can go, I try to respect the fact that I'll be on shows where there are guys
sure.
who they yeah. want to try to
they
go.
They want to go.
So
yeah.
if I know them and if I know that, you know, I don't want to walk up to them and say, hey, man, let's just go out there and have fun. You know, if they want to go all out, then I'm going to respect that. And, you know,
yeah,
so.
Right, yeah.
So right. I don't know. I'd say my future role is kind of just being kind of just one of those guys that everyone just kind of likes. You
okay.
know? So all I would right. say that's kind of the goal, is kind of being, I'm happy where I am, just kind of being the guy that nobody really has to think anything bad of. And I don't think they do, because I am like I said, a different type of human being.
True. Very true.
Real quick,
is there any more facts?
Yeah. This
is actually the longest podcast that I've ever done.
Yeah, no, how long are we going?
We're on about 50 minutes right now.
Well, how long can we go?
As long as we want.
Do you think anyone would still be listening to this? Or?
Yeah, because your story is fascinating. It's like a Hallmark movie.
Well,
your mom listened to George Michael, I Want Your Sex. That's where it begins, and then we get to this point.
Did you know that most lipstick has fish scales in it?
I think I did hear that, and I think I heard also that they make some mascara in foreign countries out of bird shit.
And horse semen.
What?
You didn't know that?
Wait, time.
I actually heard too.
Wait a minute.
No. I actually heard horse semen.
Is that?
One of the most expensive shampoos, the key ingredient is horse semen.
Okay.
Now, my question to you, John, is this.
Sure.
How the hell did they find that out?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Like, did somebody get under and say, wow, my hair feels a lot better now?
Yeah, I don't know. Now, and you well know, I'm not very fond of horses. I'm afraid of them.
Are you really?
I am.
What a nerd. Who's afraid of horses?
Shut up. I had a bad experience with a horse. I'm afraid of them. Matt Mason threatened to put one in my house one time.
Was his like head cut off too? Like
no, just put the, no that no that would not freak me out as much as this coming home and unlocking my front door and a fucking horse in my living room. That would freak me the fuck out.
I actually ride horses. I actually rode a horse here. So he's out.
Thankfully, you didn't ride a cowboy here. You know, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Okay, that like if we're doing puns, that is a pun, right?
Yes, it's a very bad one. Okay. I think. Yeah. So yeah, I don't like Ferris wheels, tornadoes, and horses. I'm afraid of all three of those things. Those are my fears.
Oh man. Well, that's a rough life. I would say this too. I actually heard the other day that an iguana is the only animal that its stomach actually thinks.
Did you get that from your brother?
No.
No?
Maybe. All right. I don't know. I don't want to say anything because I don't know if that's true or not. I have to Wikipedia it. But it was something to where...
On Wikipedia, it's got to be correct.
Well, yeah.
Is there going to be a... By the way, is there going to be a Mikey D Wikipedia page someday?
Wait, there already is.
I did not know that.
Denzel Washington paid me $20 million for me to just take my life story, and I gave it to him.
Oh, okay. All right.
Me and Denzel, we go back. I used to actually taught his kids piano lessons back in the day.
That's great. I was not aware of that.
Yeah, I taught them how to play Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Chopsticks too.
No, they weren't that advanced to learn that yet. But,
okay.
All
right.
But yeah, that's kind of how that's how me and Denzel. That's kind of how we met. So.
Okay, well, enough said. I was not aware that there was a Wikipedia page for the Marquis, Mikey D.
Yeah, just type in Denzel Washington, and that's it.
And that's it, okay. All right, then.
So.
All right.
It's not that bad.
Well, as we're getting to a close here.
Oh, we're closing already?
Well, it's almost an hour.
Was that any good?
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't know. Well, did I do good?
You did fine. You know what? The people will have to tell us how well we did.
Oh,
to be honest with you. Is that okay?
Be rough. Just be easy.
And you know how you can let us know? You can let us know by hitting me up here via email, pvdcast@mail.com. That's an email address. If you want to tweet me, it's @pvdmvp. Let me know. Did you like the show? Did you hate the show? Should Mikey come back? Would you like to come back?
I would love to come back.
All right. Sweet. All right.
Should I be more funnier next time?
More funnier?
Is that a word?
That's not grammatically correct.
But no, but going back to the iguana, like now, like its stomach actually thinks.
Well, I did not know that. I didn't get to tell you my hair story either.
Yeah.
It's pushed to the side. I went for a run yesterday. The longest run I've ran in a very long time. Because I got duped into running with some people from work, the shoot job.
Mm-hmm.
5 miles.
Okay.
I haven't run 5 miles in a very long time. I'm like a two-mile guy, you know?
And when I pulled my hat off, my hair was like pushed like this, and I couldn't see, right? I couldn't see what it was like. And you know who I'm talking about when I say the OMA. The OMA was like, your hair looks nice like that. It gives you a distinguished look. And I thought like, yeah, oh, you're bullshitting me, right? I'm like, seriously? And she's like, no, seriously, it does look good. I'm like, no, it doesn't. I was like, there's no mirror around here. So I get the mirror out. She goes, no, really, it looks good. It makes you look, you know, reputable. I was like, okay, I'll take that as a compliment. And then another coworker said, oh, yeah, it looks good. You should wear it that way. So I decided to wear it like this. So is that too obvious? So like today when I talk to her, I go, hey, how's it going? And she looked, she was like, ah, oh, she was thinking it, wasn't she? She was like, what a fucking dweeb. He took that compliment, he's wearing his hair like that.
I was watching like an anthill the other day, and I kid you not, John, they're like...
You no-selling motherfucker.
Really?
Oh, seriously. Shit. Thanks.
Do the Blue Jackets, they play L.A. tonight, don't they?
They do. Okay, real quick, man, as we're going to wrap things up, how was Valentine's Day?
It was good.
This is Friday?
It was good.
All right.
My lady, she
enjoyed herself?
She did. We actually saw a good movie.
What was that?
Safe Haven.
Okay.
Came out yesterday. Yeah. Actually, a very good movie.
Okay.
The director of that was very smart. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
I actually knew
that was with too. Julianne Hough, right?
Was she the chick in Old School?
I don't think so, no.
Then I don't know.
Julianne Hough's from Dancing with the Stars. She dates,
yes! Justin. That is her!
Yeah.
Oh my god! I've been jacking off and, like, to her, like, this entire time, and I've had no idea who the hell she is. I was jacking off to the wrong person. That is her. Man, thank you. But yeah, Valentine's Day with my girlfriend. Yeah, it went good. It was, yeah, I made her a card.
Out of construction paper?
No, but it wasn't, but I didn't have any construction paper.
No.
So I just got a piece of computer paper, cut out a heart,
uh-huh.
And then I got crayons.
Uh-huh.
And I actually drew stick figures of both of us holding hands.
That's
and
very nice.
I actually was flexing. And I had a big
big bump thing. For your muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I kid you not, it took me about maybe an hour to do that damn thing.
You were like a regular Bob Ross.
Yes, and she got me tennis shoes. So, not
those you're wearing right now.
But,
no.
She's such a good gift giver. But,
mm-hmm. She's a nice lady.
She is
a great lady. She's
putting up with me, so she's
good. I was just going to say, you got lucky.
I did.
Yeah.
I did, but, yeah. So why are you single? I'm just worried about that.
We only have like a couple more minutes before we hit the hour mark.
Oh, that's fine. I'm just asking.
No,
I'm not asking about the podcast. I'm just asking you. Why are you still single? You're a good looking guy.
I don't know.
Have you ever been on eHarmony? Do you have an account?
No.
Holy shit, you have an account.
No, I don't. No, because first of all,
you should get one.
Oh god. Okay. I'm sorry, folks at home. You're like, can you just wrap this shit up, John? Okay, wait. First of all, I'm not on eHarmony, and this is the fact, because you know that I'm not very pious. I'm not very religious. And you know you have to be religious to be on eHarmony.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. You don't put down the right religion, they kick you off. Oh, excuse me.
Okay,
and I did use the air quotes, the right religion, because I'm not advocating that there's one correct religion.
Right.
But speaking of religion, I might become an ordained minister.
Okay.
So I can marry my friend and his fiance. I could be a reverend. Reverend John Orlando. That'd be sweet, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess. But, did you know that Elvis Presley, he used to pay, women wrestlers to come over and wrestle for him back in the day?
That's kind of creepy and perverted.
I would do the same thing if I was him.
Did he sit on the toilet and watch him while he was...
That's just inappropriate. We should just end this right now. If you're going to diss Elvis Presley, how dare you?
I'm not dissing him.
How dare you, sir?
I'm not dissing him. I just asked if he sat on the toilet.
Yeah, he probably did, John.
Okay.
He probably did.
All right.
So.
Okay. Well, anywho.
I want to listen to that Elvis song, not him sitting on the fucking toilet. Just some type of fucking Elvis song.
I don't have any in my music library, sorry.
Oh, I know.
If I did, I would put it on the intermission music, and Jeff would have been happy.
He probably
would. He would have heard, "Is that Elvis John? That is really awesome. Thank you so very much."
Oh, shit.
Alright, well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap things up.
I hope
up
that
here.
Wasn't too brutal for everybody.
I hope not, but you know what? I got to do Orlando's faves, by the way, real quick. As I end every show with Orlando's faves, it's like Oprah's faves.
What's that again?
What's that again? I'm going to name two things, or, well, anything, but here it's two things that are my favorites. And the first thing is the blue snow globe microphone. Love it.
It kind of...
It looks very alien-like,
doesn't
it?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Like, I've been up here because I was actually abducted by aliens. I ended up leaving the ship there, Paraguay and Unkne. That was the second. That was the captain and the co-captain.
Okay.
We
right.
played checkers when we were up on the spacecraft.
Uh-huh. So this reminds you of it?
Yeah, because it looks like it's just going to transform into something that is mm-hmm. just going to kick my ass.
Right.
But what's your second fave?
My second fave is going back to the fact that I'm thinking about becoming an ordained minister. There is dudism.com. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. There is a whole religion on the internet for the Big Lebowski. That's right. Although I'm not going to be that quote unquote faith, if you will.
Okay. So you're going to be like the dude?
No, I'm not going with that one. I'm not.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
No, I'm going with the Universal Life Church actually, because they are already A-okay with the state of Ohio and the list, I looked it up online, the list of celebrity ministers for the Universal Life Church. Hugh Hefner is one. Johnny Carson was one. Sammy Davis Jr. was one. My idol, Kevin Smith, is one. The Honky Tonk Man is one. How can you go... If the Honky Tonk Man can be an ordained minister with the Universal Life Church, how can you say no to that?
So is that what you're going to put on your eHarmony?
No, I'm not signing up for eHarmony.
You're a good-looking guy. I don't know why you don't do it.
Well, thank you for that compliment. I appreciate that. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you where you can get a hold of me on Twitter, at PVDMVP. Hit me up on email, pvdcast@mail.com. The Marquee Mikey D, thanks for coming by. It's been fun.
Yeah, it was all right.
Just all right.
It was fun.
Okay. Anyways, for that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm John Orlando.
Wait, just real quick.
One final fact to close the show with.
Pigs can orgasm for 30 minutes. Think about that shit for a second.
And with that, I will talk
pigs
to you.
Pigs orgasm.
I got it.
30 seconds.
30 seconds? You just said
30
minutes.
No, 30 minutes. 30 minutes. That's a long time.
Yes, it is. With that, I'll talk to each and every one of you.
I can only do it for like 10 seconds.
Enough. I'm trying to wrap up the show. I'll talk to each and
you
every
should one. Wrap it up when you're going to orgasm, too, because that's the thing. Should we do like a little safe sex ad thing here? Or, I mean,
next PB key.
Wrap PBD it before you tap right it or something.
Anyways, I'll talk to each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening.
Bye.